Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's Breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday, where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
But now it's time to talk with the Executive Vice President and Chief Operating Officer of the Dallas Cowboys. Thanks to our friends at North Texas Ford Dealers. Ford is the best in Texas. He's Stephen Jones here on 105.3 The Fan. Stephen, appreciate the time as always. I know it's difficult coming after a loss as always. Boy, those Philly fans weren't exactly treating you guys very good from what I saw in the box.
Well, that's just what comes with going to Philadelphia. That's one of the things that makes the NFL so colorful, and they've consistently been that way over the years, and it makes for interesting days there in Philadelphia, and especially unfortunately when we didn't play up to expectations. You can't turn the ball over like that against a really good football team. They were highly motivated to clinch their division. And, I thought we started off strong. We moved the ball well. We were really holding Saquon there in that first half. But then, just too many, too many self-inflicted wounds in terms of turning the ball over and, doing the things that you can't do if you're going to win a big football game on the road against a team like Philly has this year.
Just based on reputation, I thought they'd be a little bit nicer, but no, you're absolutely right. I mean, look, it's been a tough season, and you're going up against one of the best teams in the NFC, and one of the questions I had specifically is in comparison with them. I was talking earlier about how Philadelphia is constructed and how you all have to manage the cap and do so many different things. In Philadelphia, with their 8 players that are not on rookie deals comprising 31% of their cap, which is their quarterback, running back, wide receivers, corners, tackles, and you guys are having to manage right now, 4 guys on your team are 32% of the cap. Moving forward, is that something you are going to address this offseason in order to go and get other players to create more depth that you weren't able to do this past offseason?
Yeah, I think one of the things, too, is, unfortunately, that we have had, and, I'll say it again, the world's smallest violin, but, we have over 50% of our cap on IR, and those things, when they hit and hit at the wrong time, it makes for a challenge. For a team, obviously, San Francisco is another team that's had their share of injuries this year in terms of, a big percentage of their cap, sitting on IR. I mean, those are things that, come with the territory. I know, everybody has their different battles with the cap that hit at different times. And, Philly will have theirs coming up. Well, they'll have to make tough decisions. But, yeah, we're constantly looking at ways to look at our salary cap to give us the best opportunity with players like Dak, CD, and Micah. You throw Diggs in there, to let those guys, hopefully, one, stay on the field, but two, give us the best opportunity to make a great run.
So when you talk about opportunities with CD being out, it gives other guys opportunities. And I know Mingo got open down the sideline. Unfortunately, the ball was just off target there. Can you talk about maybe, I know it's 41-7, but some of the positives you saw from your younger wide receivers?
Yeah, I think all of them made plays at different times. Like I said, I thought, Rico had a big game yesterday. He had another 100-yard effort, put him over 1,000 yards, and then, of course, Tolbert stepped up and had a touchdown. I thought Cooks made some plays. I thought Brooks made a big play where he went up and got a ball. Fournette didn't show up as much this week as he did last. But, those are all young guys that, they'll get one more opportunity, this year, next week, to step up and make some plays. But, yeah, there's a lot of things we like in that group. Obviously, you're missing – CD, it's certainly allows them to spread out the the attention that they can give to other players. But, you know, at the same time, we also are going to get a good long look to see, you know, where we need to improve, as you guys said, as we look at ways to make this team better and give us more depth as we move forward.
Can you talk about Jordan Lewis and the season he's had? You know, you've had guys coming and going from that secondary over the years. He's been the one mainstay, and at 29 years old, it appears he's, you know, maybe having his best year.
Yeah, I mean, Jordan's just an uber competitor in terms of the way he goes about his business, both on and off the field. I mean, he, you know, he's hats off to him. He came back from a, you know, serious injury a couple years ago and has really stepped up and answered the bell, did all the work he needed to do to get, you know, back to full speed. And, you know, certainly a leader on that defensive side of the ball. And, you know, each week you're going to get his very best in terms of competing out there. And he's a guy who's, you know, out of contract, but obviously a guy that we want to have back on this football team.
You talk about looking ahead to next year and some of these guys that, you know, certainly you want to play a role. You know, I know that there's been a lot of clamoring from the fan base, and we've talked a lot about getting a look at Trey Lance after last year, the move to get him for the fourth round pick, considering where you are without playing for playoff position. We didn't see him at all, even in the fourth quarter. Is there a refusal to play him? What goes into why we have not been able to see Trey Lance get onto the field during a game?
Well, he did play the last series. Obviously, I think Mike was quoted as saying that he was, you know, working, trying to get him in there a series even before that. And obviously what we're going to do is, you know, we're wanting to finish strong against Washington, and we'll look at, you know, look at that situation this week and see where we go from there. I know we'll be sitting down with Mike here, you know, this afternoon, and you know, as the week progresses, to see how, you know, who's going to be playing with all the injuries we have, and who ought to step up and play.
You know, Steven, you've had this situation where you guys aren't playing for anything in the last week because you're getting ready for your playoff matchup and there's not much you can do to improve. Washington makes the playoffs yesterday. Our assumption is that they're going to get ready for their playoff game. Does the preparation from the other side, you guys trying to win this week, playing a team that, I'm not saying they're not trying to win, but they're probably getting ready for the playoffs, how much does that change a team's preparation playing against a team that might not be putting their guys out there, saving them for the playoffs?
We can only control what we can control, and that's ourselves. And we certainly want to finish strong. We'll be out trying, you know, obviously we want to go win the football game. You know, we got a lot of respect for Washington. As you know, we got a great relationship, a great history with Dan Quinn. And, you know, it's hard enough to get your own team prepared, much less get into how the other team, who they might play, who they might not play. So we just got to go out there and, you know, do what's in the best interest of the Cowboy organization moving forward.
Steven, I know that when you go through these seasons, you haven't had, you know, many of them. And when they have come, it's been, you know, a lot of it due to losing the quarterback early on in the year. And it was a struggle early this season before, but you do lose Dak. How much of it during the year is there looking ahead towards, okay, the offseason? Like, when does that start? Is it a full stop and waiting until the end of the year? Or is it part of, okay, we weren't able to create depth because of the money here, and looking at other guys? When does that process start for you all when the season starts to kind of go downhill?
Yeah, we'll obviously start that after we play the Commanders. We'll go to work. We'll roll up our sleeves. We'll evaluate the season in full and as a whole, and a full body of work, and you know, where we can be better from a personnel standpoint, and trying to create depth. And you know, this day and time, you do have to have your young players step up. Unfortunately, we had some young guys. You know, whether it's a Sam Williams, whether it's a Carson who was hurt early on, who was playing really well at first as our fourth corner. I mean, you know, you got young guys. Nealon missed a big chunk of the season in there. Guyton was in and out because of injuries, which probably hurt his progress. I mean, all these are things that we'll look at, you know, when the season's over. And right now we're going to concentrate on, you know, going out and beating the Commanders and, you know, seeing how our guys step up. We'll have a lot of young guys playing out there. As I said, I think we're now over 50% of our cap on IR when we move CD over. So, you know, it gives the good news about that is a lot of young guys are going to be out there playing, getting opportunities to show us, you know, what they can be about, not only against the Commanders on Sunday, but in the future.
Considering that, what's your assessment of the job that Mike McCarthy has done this year?
I think Mike's done a great job considering the challenges that we've had, and Mike Zimmer the same way. I mean, it's been a new group out there, whether it's the offensive line, whether it's a combination of cornerbacks, whether it's the D-line, different group of receivers moving in and out of there. I think Mike's done a good job of getting the guys prepared. You know, again, I thought we started off the game against Philly, you know, really strong. We were moving the ball, sustaining drives, and, doing a good job on the defensive side of the ball as well, containing Barkley. Hats off, by the way, to Saquon. I mean, what a year he's had. It's rare that you see that happen, you know, back going for 2,000 yards. And, certainly he's had a hell of a year, so hats off to him. But I thought early on we played well, and then, as I said, we just, we made too many mistakes to beat a really good football team.
Steven, I know it's a different sport with the Texas Rangers, but they dealt with a lot of injuries too, trying to defend their championship and played under 500 baseball. And I asked them, and I know they didn't get into specifics, but they did kind of say, we might need to reevaluate how we get certain players ready for next year based off of the significant injuries they had and maybe a lot of lower half injuries that our organization had. And we maybe need to look into what we're doing to get these guys ready for the season. Are you guys going to maybe have to look at that too, with how many injuries you had? I know everybody's specific and different, and looking like, are we getting our guys prepared for 2025 the best way possible to avoid as many injuries as possible?
Well, we always look at that. We look at that not only very detailed and very much detailed organizationally, but the league as a whole, really looks at player health and safety, as you know. And we've tried to, really change the way we start training camp, you know, with the, you know, really letting them just start in shorts and the acclimation period being a big part of that. And, you know, the data shows that, that it's worked. We've got to go back and look at each one of our injuries and see, you know, what could have been, how we could have done something differently that would have changed some of the things that are going on. But, sometimes, like you said, it's just, one team, one area, bad luck. But then at the same time, you don't want to stick your head in the sand, and you got to see where we can be better.
Steven, Jay Glazer yesterday on Fox reported, actually in postgame, that multiple teams have Mike McCarthy on their head coaching list if you all let him walk. What is your reaction to that and hearing that?
It doesn't surprise me a bit. I mean, Mike's an established head coach in this league. He's won Super Bowl. He's won a Super Bowl championship. He's been to multiple championship games. Obviously we had a tough start with the COVID year that everybody was trying to get their hands around, and followed that up with 3-12 win seasons. And then, of course, we've had this year, but this year's been a challenge for the obvious reasons with injuries. So, you know, that doesn't surprise me a bit. I mean, Mike's an established coach in this league who consistently has success. And, unfortunately, we've just had a tough year this year. But it doesn't surprise me a bit there'd be interest in Mike McCarthy.
Does it play a role in anything on determining whether or not you would like to bring him back?
Like you said, we'll address all this after the Commanders game.
Steven, we appreciate the time as always. Happy New Year. Thank you.
Great being on, guys. Happy New Year.
You too. Appreciate it. That's Steven Jones here.